It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Well, it's a Facebook page called the People of the Iowa State Fair, but the Iowa State Fair itself wants nothing to do with it. The Facebook page allows people to post pictures taken at the fair. Some of these pictures depict some fun, some fair activities, but other images on the website are more menacing, some mocking of fairgoers for their attire, their weight, or their assumed sexual orientation. Lori Chappell is a spokesperson for the Iowa State Fair. She says they have no affiliation with it. The State Fair has filed a complaint with Facebook and asked that the page be taken down. But the response from Facebook, it doesn't violate community standards, so they don't do anything about it. Joining me now to talk about this is Aaron Wilgenbusch, senior lecturer at Iowa State University's Greenlee School of Journalism and Communication, and Rachel Young, assistant professor in the University of Iowa School of Journalism and Mass Communication. Rachel, Aaron, welcome to our program.
Thanks for having me.
Aaron, let me start with you. How is the fair? I did a little bit about how the fair is handling this. Is that in keeping with it's about all they can do, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, unfortunately, there's really nothing at this point illegal going on, and some of this is just the price we pay for living in a free society. We don't always like what we see, but, you know, I think the fair has asked, you know, and done what they needed to do. And from an image management standpoint or a reputation management standpoint, you know, they need to get back to the business of running the greatest state fair in the country.
Right. And the page administrator, I should mention, for this Facebook page, the People of the Iowa State Fair, remains anonymous, I believe, till this time. What are, Aaron, then, some good practices in the era of social media, Facebook pages, blogs, memes?
Well, you know, they're that double-edged sword for those of us in public relations. The fantastic part is your crowd and the people who love you can post pictures and comments and do it instantaneously. You as an organization can respond to anything, positive or negative, really quickly. But then the double edge to that sword is, you know, people can get hurt. And as the state fair, I'm sure the security of their guests, whether that's, you know, from cyberbullying or some other threat, is their number one concern, and they certainly want to protect the people who are there visiting, and social media just opens that door to something that's really hard to protect your guests from.
Mm-hmm. Rachel, do you believe this is can be cyberbullying? Have you looked at it?
Yeah, I have, and it's a really interesting question. I mean, on the one hand, it's hard to, you know, to tell people who feel that they're being abused that what they're experiencing isn't bullying when they that's how they want to define it. But bullying does, you know, bullying advocates would say there is a really specific definition to bullying that usually means something that happens over time with a real intention to hurt. So, and I think the overuse of the term sometimes can dilute it a little bit. So it can be hard to distinguish between when something is really bullying, when someone's having, again, you know, continuous abuse from someone in a position of power over them, versus when someone's having mean comments directed at them or something like that. So, again, it's hard to say one way or the other, but I think people who are advocates for anti-cyberbullying advocates would say that, you know, maybe this doesn't quite meet that definition.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, Rachel, is any press, they always say any press is good press, but in this case,
right,
is this bad press, the part of it that's bad, good press for the Iowa State Fair?
Well, I don't know if it's good press for the Iowa State Fair, but I think it's definitely good press for the Facebook page, People of the Iowa State Fair. Just looking at some of the comments on their site, the attention that it's getting in the press, since the state fair organizers had asked to have it taken down, the story's been picked up all over the place. I saw a mention on Cosmopolitan Magazine, on Yahoo Health, different local media sites. It seems like the number of visitors and likes to the page have really gone up a lot. So,
In some ways, what?
Bringing attention to this site, even if it's negative attention, has certainly, you know, benefited their bottom line in terms of the number of people who visit.
This is the so-called Streisand effect, named because of the connection with Barbara Streisand. What you mentioned there, Rachel, the attempt to hide or remove or censor a piece of information can have some unintended consequences. Named after Barbara Streisand. I did a little research this morning. She had a 2003 attempt to suppress some photographs of her residence in Malibu, California, and inadvertently generated quite a bit of extra publicity here. Aaron, to you about the possibility of this being cyberbullying, because we see on this Facebook page, we see comments to some of the about the posting of some of these. Some people are angry that some of these photos are posted, and so you can get kind of a wicked back and forth trading of hurtful comments. What is civility on these sites? How do we know what is the line?
You know, that's a really hard thing. And again, when you're in a free society, I think people will argue every day over books and paintings and now social media posts. What is appropriate? What isn't appropriate? I know the administrators of the page have said, you know, one of the things that they do is they moderate the comments and decide what can and can't go forward. But, you know, that's what one person says that day, can and can't go forward or be published. I don't know where you draw that line.
Okay.
I think you rely on your own morals and ethics, and all of that that shapes those things is different for people. For some, it's a faith tradition. For some, it's a legal tradition. For some, it's a more philosophical approach.
Well, thank you very much, Aaron Wilgenbusch of Iowa State University's Greenlee School of Journalism and Communication, and Rachel Young of the University of Iowa Journalism School of Journalism and Mass Communication. Thank you both.
Thank you. Ben.
Thanks.